That's the boss, Bruce Springsteen. We take care of our own, and of course we do, and we want you to be taken care of when it comes to selecting the wine of the week this week from Tops at Lifestyle. And in the studio with me, the lovely Amanda Mtembu. Nice to see you again. You've been a stranger for a while.
Hey? Thank you for having me. It's nice to get missing.
It's always always a pleasure, I got to tell you, especially when you bring in a wonderful wine like this. Today we're talking about Strandveld Vineyards and their Sauvignon Blanc from Pof Adder Bos. Or is it called Pof Adder Bos? Is that the name?
It's the name of the wine.
Why?
Because they're getting attacked. Well, I wouldn't say attacked, but they've got so much of Pof Adders in the estate.
Wow. So yeah. The wine is named after the puff adders that live there.
Yes.
And I presume if you're not a snake lover that you might find that a little bit off-putting. I don't know.
Yeah, I've already decided that I'm going to pass Strandveld. I'm not going to visit. Because me and snakes, no.
Okay, well, let's talk about the wine, because I'm sure that while the snakes are another subject entirely, not
yes.
everyone's cup of tea, I'm actually quite partial to them. I think snakes are beautiful. And obviously, the wine that you've brought in today, this is a Sauvignon Blanc that is somewhat more robust than we have experienced in the past. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Okay, so the wine is actually in Strandveld. So Strandveld is actually in between Elim and Cape Agulhas, of which is the more southern tip of Africa. So it's a very windy place there, hence why the grapes will actually start popping in a bit later than in other vineyards. And also the late harvest as well, hence the late ripening of the grapes, because it takes time because of the climate there. It's very cool, very windy. And sometimes, unfortunately, they do get affected by just unknown fires that just come because of the huge winds that they experience.
There is that climatic issue to deal with and to contend with, but obviously there's also a certain amount of, shall we say, terroir, the land in which the vineyards are planted,
yes.
produces, from the tasting notes that appear in front of me here magically as if by the internet, of course they do, but also because I had a sneak preview of a little taste before we opened the mics, and it surprised me. It's quite a bold Sauvignon Blanc. I mean, it's got a gorgeous color.
Yes, it does have a beautiful color. That's due to the climate, due to the soils, and also the winemaking techniques, because they leave this wine for like 5 months on lees.
Okay.
Yes. And hence the body and how you saying it falls big.
Wow, it certainly does. And when they talk about tasting notes, listen to this, folks. What you can expect to detect on the palate is white flowers, black currant, and passion fruit notes on the nose, with notable minerality, fresh and juicy, yet mouth-fillingly rich and creamy on the palate. Now, this is the interesting thing. With lemongrass, gooseberries, and buchu flavors that lead to a lengthy, slightly saline and mineral finish, all of which absolutely bang on.
Yes, now, everything is there. You can just feel the fruits. It's not overly fruity like most Sauvignon Blancs, but because of the climate, it's a very cool climate, it's going to give you not a very fruit bomb kind of wine. It's going to give you a very content
and this is a very, I would say, sophisticated taste.
It is sophisticated.
And to be enjoyed ice cold, I would say,
yes.
be mandatory. And what would this, is this a wine that you would pair with anything in particular?
I'll suggest some crayfish, some light fish dishes, even with a light creamy sauce, it's still going to go well because of the lees aging of the wine. It gives it a bit more creamy texture, if I may say.
Yeah.
So with a meal that is going to be slightly creamy, it's going to go very well with it.
So a seafood compliment, no
yes.
doubt, would
seafood
go
compliments.
Extremely well with this wine.
Yes.
And we're, you know, if you're here on holiday and you're enjoying the fact that you're at the sea and you're breathing in the ozone and you want to extend that emotional feeling, because it is emotional, it's joyful.
It is.
You want to take it in terms of not only the scent of the ocean, the ozone, but you want to imbibe it as well. Well, I would suggest a little bit of the Strandveld Sauvignon Blanc Pof Adder Bos Ilim. And there's so many names here to remember. What if I wanted into Tops at Lifestyle to request this wine, what would I ask for?
Just ask for a Strandfold Sauvignon Blanc.
Couldn't be easier. And yes, I suggest you do, because it is quite extraordinarily delicious. Now, what kind of price point are we talking about here?
We're sitting it's around $189.99 a bottle.
Okay, so between you and me, call it 190. Why not? For 1 cent.
190. Well, so, 190 it is,
so,
Dave.
So it's a kind of, it's not wildly exorbitant, but it's not a cheapie either.
It's not a cheapie either, and it's not like you're just paying a high price for something that you won't taste. You're paying a reasonable price for a very good bottle of wine.
And it is a very good bottle of wine. You as a sommelier no doubt have selected it very carefully. Is it going to be on a tasting schedule at Tops?
Fortunately for our customers, yes, we're having a tasting on Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2.
Wow. Well, there it is, folks. If you want to experience what I have in the studio right now, the Strandfeld Sauvignon Blanc, it's exquisite. It really is. And I suggest that you pop along to Tops at Lifestyle Saturday, Sunday, between 12 and 2. If it doesn't tickle your palate, well, you know, there'll be something there that you will find extraordinary. However, if this is what you, when you taste it, you relate to strongly, the opportunity is there, because you no doubt have a number of cases in stock.
Yes, we do have a high number of cases, because we're running a store on it, so it's got every nice and big display there in the store.
So this is a wine that you need to add to your collection for sure. Not only because, you know, it's a lovely tasting wine, but also for the bragging rights. I mean, wow, it's an unusual. I haven't seen this particular varietal before. Certainly new to me, Strandfeld, and I'm delighted that you've introduced it, because
really?
Wow.
Well, you are missing out, because let me just say the winemaker's name correctly. His name is Conrad Flock. He's regarded as the king of Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, and now you've got the opportunity to buy a bottle, a case, a couple, if you like, of one of the foremost winemakers, Sauvignon Blanc, producers in the country, available at Tops at Lifestyle. A tasting this weekend. My very special guest, sommelier Amanda Mtembu, will be there to take you through the paces. Amanda, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you very much for having me.
We look forward to seeing you again, hopefully next week, with another wine.
I'll see you in the next 6 months again.
Lovely stuff. We're moving on with the Wallflowers, One Headlight.